Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, Culés. Welcome to Barça Talk. I'm your host, Gabriel Quiroga, here in the Spanish capital. In today's episode, we're going to review Barça's loss in Champions at the hands of PSG. But before we dive into today's topic, I want to tell you about our dynamic Patreon community. If you're craving more Barça content, got the perfect hub for you, our Patreon community. It's not just a community, it's a virtual peña where your passion for FC Barcelona finds company and conversation. For just $5 a month, here are some of the perks. You can dive into commercial-free episodes of Barça Talk, be part of our international WhatsApp group, get insightful post-game match reports, and help support the podcast. Most recently, we have gotten together with some of our Patreon members here in Madrid, and last night we did get together with some of our Patreon members who live here in Madrid and watched the match last night. So not only are we a virtual peña, but we're becoming a local peña, especially since Craig has moved to Madrid. It has made me go to the bar and watch more matches outside, which has been great. So yeah, so if you're looking to meet others through the passion and love of Barcelona, definitely consider joining our Patreon group.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
All right, let's get into the episode. I'm writing solo because I just want to get this out. You know, a lot of thoughts, been watching a lot of videos, hearing a lot of terrible parts of podcasts. And again, it really just comes down to one moment last night, and that is the Araujo red card. For as great as Araujo is as a defender and all the numerous plays he's done for us and all the moments he's had as a culé and how much I personally love him as a player, that play last night was simply foolish. Now, if you take the posture that shouldn't have been a red card, you're looking at it completely wrong. We talk about this idea of risk versus reward. When we talk about 1v1 defending, it's really difficult to defend on a 1v1. However, not every player is world-class. Messi, Ronaldo, Mbappe, that have such a high conversion rate of goals. Now, last night in that play, you know, Araujo was caught flat-footed. Fine. Recovers. But if you watch the angle he takes, it's completely careless. And not understanding the moment, right? We're already up 1-0. We have a 2-goal lead, okay, in the aggregate. If they score, not that big of a deal. Like, really not that big of a deal. Because the most important thing is that Araujo stays on the pitch, right? Like, that is the most important thing. Plus, you have Ter Stegen minding the goal. Had a spectacular game last night considering he was blitzed by Paris Saint-Germain. But again, let's just go back to the Araujo play. Again, if you are making a play and you think the ref is going to be lenient because of the moment, again, you can't take that posture. Again, it was a really bad defensive play on Araujo. It's on him, that play, yeah? And of course, sure, is it a flimsy call? Of course it is, especially if you're Kool-Aid, right? Like, that's how you posture it, right? You wouldn't call it. Like, for example, when I was watching the... Again, in these moments, you don't want to see the referee make these type of decisions. I get it. I get all the polemica that's out there. I get all the point of view. But again, it just comes down to that play of Araujo just not understanding the risk for reward, right? So let's take it back. So imagine PSG scores on that moment. We're still up one. We still have 11. We were looking pretty good attacking-wise. We were taking our moments, right? And so you take that going forward. But losing a man in the 30th minute, anyone that's played and you had to have a red card for more than 15 minutes, you know that is a mental grind. And we were done for. I mean, you can tell we had no clue. We had no idea how to defend. And we needed to get into halftime with just the 1-1 tie. I was joking around last night as we were watching the match together. So kind of give you a little background. We were watching the match. There was seven of us watching in a bar by my neighborhood. And they had two TVs in this bar. One TV for the Atletico match, one TV for the Barca. So they had it split. Of course, we were in the Barca section. And we were kind of going through the same emotions as the Atleti fans, right, against Dortmund. It was this moments of, oh my God, we're going to advance, to moments of shit. We're out of this competition, right? And just the complete numbness that we all felt together. You know, we can put the whole season in perspective and look at all these things, but I just want to focus on last night. Last night was a huge opportunity that was missed, and I am numb and upset about it because, again, we are further away from 2016. And again, the quote-unquote bad luck, bad performances we have in Champions, it just continues to mount up. And last night, we had a really clear chance to advance. Now, you have to give a lot of credit to PSG. They basically Apollo Creed us last night. I mean, they were dancing, jab, stick, jab, dance, all around our defense and our midfield. They were finding the holes. They were moving around. And again, I just can't get over the poor, poor defensive mindset by João Cancelo. He had one job to do last night, especially when we were a man down. And that is to put all your focus on man marking and being more defensive minded. And last night, he was exposed. Boah. I mean, how many times? You know, especially on the Dembele goal. Like, how do you not mark him? You know? One could say, like, yeah, sure, Dembele's fast, sure. But the thing is, marking is about seeing man, seeing ball. See man, see ball, right? Wearing blue shirts, they're in white shirts. Very easy to pick up. And, again, he has frustrated me all season because he'll have a moment there where he has a great offensive play, but defensively he is such a liability. And also just the way he works the ball out of the back is always very worrisome. Dembele, wow. I mean, Dembele really took it to us, man. I think these were the best two matches probably that he's had of the season. Scores goals in both games, was definitely dangerous, caused the penalty in this one, was electric in all the ways that you expect Dembele to be for us when we signed him originally, right? Now, again, he hasn't done anything for PSG all season, but, man, he exploited our right side completely, yeah? And then on top of that, Mbappe scores two goals. And I love it that here in Madrid especially, the news is like, oh my God, Mbappe eliminates Barca. And it's like, oh my God. I mean, considering we kept Mbappe under control for the most part, I mean, he scored the second, you know, one goal is a penalty and the other goal is off a ricochet and a super terrible clearance. Just a comedy of errors on the back line. But again, we're so tired at that point that you can't really just fault it on Koundé for not making a good clearance. I mean, he's just sticking his foot out there. It ricochets, lands right to Mbappe. Mbappe, you know, finishes it. And, oh man, it's just frustrating, really. Because the idea that Araujo's play just completely sunk the team is really disheartening. Especially takes away from the glorious performance that Lamine Yamal had on that play for the goal with Rafinha. Now, you know, we can take the whole season as a whole as a positive because we have unraveled Lamine Yamal and Cubarsí, which is great. But man, I am so done with Xavi as a coach. Again, he gets red carded last night. What are you, a child? Like, what are we doing here? The team needs you to be the leader of men out there on the sideline. You can't even last. He's kicking the screens. What are we doing? What are we doing here? And then at the end of the press conference, of course, he blames the referee for Barca not going through. Yo, Xavi, let's look at the tactics and look at the whole thing as a whole, right? Like, again, if your point of view is that the ref didn't allow us to advance in your Kool-Aid and you have this point of view, it's completely wrong. It's completely wrong. It's all about Araujo's poor decision-making in that play that got a red card. Now, I personally think it should have just been a yellow, but fine. Like, if you give a red on that poor play, then come on. Again, I'm just disappointed because it's not that I thought that we were going to win the champions. But I just thought, for example, that we would have some more oomph from Lewandowski. Some better moments from Gundogan. Again, he hit the post last night. But again, when you're a man down, you are so lost out there. And again, I really don't have much more to say because, again, we have the Clásico this weekend. If we beat Madrid, that'll definitely take the taste out of our mouths. But what if we get shelled by Madrid? Then it just puts the whole back end of the season into a spiral. So this weekend, Sunday night, is a huge match for Barcelona to get some sort of redemption. We get a lot of our players back. I mean, just think about all the players we're missing last night with red cards for the champions. Again, it's just a mismanagement of risk versus reward. Like, for example, Christensen on the first leg. Like, understanding the defensive play and just run with the defenders. God, it irks me to no end. Last night I was with Brandt and Craig and Luis and everyone. I was just like, just effing run with the player. Like, that's all you got to do. You don't always have to foul. Like, if you run with the player, a lot of the times the player will stop, turn around, and pass it back to keep possession. There's only a few players that will take you 1v1 with a move, Ronaldinho style back in the day, and beat you a lot of times. There's very few players like that. A lot of players now want to be conservative, keep the ball. So if you run with them, they're either going to lose the ball or they're going to stop and try to keep possession and pass it back. But in this modern football, it's like this idea of like you're at the 50-yard line, you're at the midway line, and all of a sudden it's a counter and like you got to tackle to stop the play. It's like the guy has to run 40 yards. What are you doing here? I mean, how many goals do you see on a 40-yard run? It doesn't happen very often. Oh my God, this team. I mean, we need such a shakeup with this tactical idea. Again, the more and more I wish we get an outside voice, but I'm really worried in that if we do hire Marquez, and I'm not trying to discredit what he's done with the youth team right now, but again, it's just going to keep everything in-house, the same thing, you know? And again, I don't know if we just needed another vision from outside to maybe give us some clarity or some tactical nuances and understanding the substitution of like what we're doing. Again, last night, I just couldn't believe that we just sacrificed Lamine Yamal last night. I mean, what? As soon as he came out, Lucho was probably like, this game's over. Like, we have nobody to worry about on the speed. I mean, Rafinha, sure, but like, we could not give him service whatsoever. We were so bombarded. Again, as I said, PSG was Apollo Reed, and we were using our face defending those jabs Rocky style. I don't know if you watched Rocky IV, but in Rocky IV, Rocky uses his face more than he puts his hands up, and that's kind of how we were last night. We were just blitzkrieged last night, and we held out as much as we could. But again, when you're playing 60 minutes a man down, it is at a Champions League against the speed that PSG possesses. It's incredible. Again, I wish I had more tactical insight for you or this type of thing, but you know, there really isn't much to say. We were in a shell. I almost, you know, last night when we were talking amongst us, I was like, maybe we should just be a five back as soon as, you know, Araujo got sent out, just to have some defensive solidity back there, just to keep everything in front, just to get to halftime, right? And it's those type of plays where you have to pick and choose your battles. And I think that Xavi is still, again, putting Inigo Martinez, which, yeah, on paper he's a defender, but do you think he's a better center back defender than Koundé? I don't think so. And maybe we should have been a five back and just toss everything in front. I don't know. I'm just disheartened because I just wanted more. I love Champions League so much. This is the furthest we've gone in a while. And again, Champions League is heartbreaking. It's definitely heartbreaking. It rewards teams who attack, and it just kills teams that hang on for dear life. We saw it in the Atleti Dortmund game, and we saw it last night as we were hanging on for those first 10 minutes after Araujo came off. You know, if we hold off that first half without scoring, maybe PSG doesn't get the momentum. But man, you got to give them a lot of credit, you know. And if you want to know the answer to who is the coach that possesses more Barca DNA, it's Lucho, baby. I mean, Xavi just was outmatched again last night. Outmatched last night. And again, he couldn't even stay on for the whole match. So again, sorry for the shorter episode today. I'm really hoping that Man City can just crush Madrid, because if Madrid make it tonight, I'm going to flip out. I'm going to be so upset, because that is just wrong soccer karma. Wrong soccer karma. I hope everyone is recovering. Just wanted to have this as like a therapeutic session to kind of get those demons out. Yell into the void if you needed to. Again, it's not that I don't or won't continue to support this team. It's just the ups and downs of sports, you know? I've had a bad 24 hours. My Warriors got eliminated from the playoffs. Looks like it's an end of a dynasty. You know, sports is fluid, dynamic. One moment you're up, top of the world, doesn't feel like anything can stop you. And then you're at the bottom or in mediocrity, and you don't know what to do. So anyway, I hope everyone has a good day. We got the Clásico this weekend. I'm always excited for a Clásico. It's a Sunday night matchup at 9 o'clock, so it feels like a big game. And we'll be continuing the conversation in our Patreon group, in our WhatsApp. So if you need to vent and you want to talk Barca with other people from around the world, consider joining our WhatsApp group, where you can yell into the void and also witness Brant's hot takes as he melts the Barca talk group in 3 days. Anyway, everyone have a good day. Forza Barca.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.